Experiential marketing, myth or reality? In today's high-velocity environment, with hyper-competition all around, it takes more than incremental changes to keep up. Experiential marketing is one among a plethora of snappy marketing approaches that promise to be universal panacea for the challenges companies face. In this article, Professor Adam Lindgren, co-editor of Memorable Customer Experiences, argues that, all too often, experiential marketing has not addressed customers' dissatisfaction, or even worse, that companies do not know how experiential marketing fits in as part of their overall marketing strategy. Professor Lindgren summarizes different angles of research in experiential marketing, including conceptual foundations, brands and brand communities, design of customer experiences, and management of customer experiences, which provide frameworks for marketers to tackle experiential marketing in a more meaningful way. Current thinking. The scramble to achieve a presence among experience providers, combined with a lack of knowledge of what experiential marketing is all about and how it can be used for commercial advantage, has led many companies to rush to design and implement experiential marketing. However, in some cases, companies have failed to address customer issues or not considered how experiential marketing fits into their overall marketing strategy. Sadly, these companies have often ended up dissatisfying their customers rather than delighting them. Consider, for example, the everyday experience of hanging on to a menu-driven customer helpline, premium rate naturally, as Stephen Brown notes, which connects to a functionary with a script in a benighted call center several thousand miles distant from the customer. Customers are told to please hold, and that their call is important. Obviously, the customer experience has been designed, but a company with such a helpline has got it all wrong. The requirements of today's marketing, in fact, is not just to bring a product to the market, to craft a superior design, to create a strong brand, or to deliver a good customer service. What companies need to consider is all of these requirements. For example, product, design, brand, and service. In short, they must deliver memorable customer experiences. Despite the considerable amount of literature and discussion on the topic, we have only just begun to understand what is meant by memorable customer experiences. Memorable Customer Experiences, our research anthology, offers solid theoretical foundations of memorable customer experiences and frameworks to enable marketers to consider experiential marketing as part of the marketing mix. Conceptual foundations of experiential marketing. An important question pertains to whether memorable customer experiences result from the use of traditional marketing practices, perhaps implemented more effectively than previously, or whether they require entirely new practices with new foundations that turn companies into experience providers. Lanier and Hampton's research relates to strategic marketing logics behind experiential marketing to other proposed strategic marketing logics, for example, goods dominant and service dominant. The authors propose that the strategic logic of experiential marketing depends on assumptions of symbolic resources, for example, anything used by producers and consumers as a sign to convey a particular meaning, engaging transactions, for example, exchange processes that sustains a person's interest and attention, and internalized value, for example, the degree to which an offering facilitates a subjective, pleasurable response by an individual or group. Lanier and Hampton propose that for symbolic resources, producers provide only the symbols and then leave it to the consumers to interpret and embrace these symbols. For engaging transactions, producers must ensure all elements of the marketing experience fit together holistically, and for the internalized value, producers need to understand what their offering means to consumers, and then promote the experiential offering not as a means to an end, but as an end within itself. Creating brand and brand communities. How does the experiential marketing concept translate into practice? How can experiential marketing help companies build their brands and make them distinctive in the marketplace? My own research in conjunction with Michael Beverland examined the challenges of authenticity and how to market authentic product clues. In this case, the context involved Trappist breweries that hope to reinforce their brand identity, command price premiums, and differentiate themselves. Both objective and subjective sources, for example, real and rhetorical attributes, can create impressions of authenticity. Real attributes cannot involve alterations against history, quality, or art. Objective authenticity gains moral authority by being linked to a creator or by the organization's history being perpetuated. Objective authenticity draws on purity, for example, natural ingredients, no dilution of style in the face of consumer demand for changes, tradition, for example, historical style, commitment to traditional recipes, and aura, for example, old buildings, formal proof of heritage. Subjective authenticity, in contrast, draws on formal harmony, balance, and delight, for example, projection of mystique, connection to time and place, for example, few changes to product, projection to religious artifacts, and self-expression, for example, workmanship, above commercial interests. Rhetorical attributes can be fabricated, or at least stylized, for example, updated styles of old brands are authentic for some consumers because these brands work and give pleasure rather than being true to the original. Design of customer experiences. So, even if we accept that experiential marketing is, at least sometimes, fundamental to a brand and its owner's marketing success, the question of how customer experiences should be designed is much trickier. It is possible to offer general guidelines, or are various consumption contexts just too different? In an attempt to understand how marketers might design customer experiences, Honnebein and Camerano integrate nearly 50 fieldwork studies to reveal that, in order to create customer delight, designers must balance emotional and relational customer experiences. The author's memorable experience model contributes to a better understanding of the possible memories that customers form, depending on the effectiveness and interaction of emotional and rational experiences, delighted, dissatisfied, dysfunctional, and directed. Delighted experiences are those that consumers remember being full of joy or pleasure. Dissatisfied experiences are those that consumers remember being appalled by. Somewhere in between these extremes, we have dysfunctional and directed experiences. The former refer to those experiences that hinder performance, yet the desired emotion is evoked. For example, the theatre performance was great, but everything around the experience was a pain in the arse, the so-called pitter factor. The latter refer to those experiences that enable performance, yet evoke undesired or no emotion. For example, self-service technologies have become routine, and the element of surprise, the catalyst of desired emotions, has disappeared. The model also identifies which ingredients an experience needs to attain delight. Honnebein and Camerano believe that memorable customer experiences must be rational first and then emotional. The customer should be involved in designing the experience, and the experience should be harmonized and balanced. Management of customer experiences. Now that a company has made the strategic decision that customer experiences are important, how will it manage those experiences? Again, can frameworks outline the mechanisms by which customers and experiences interact? According to Latour, Carbon and Ghosn, hospitality organizations can manage their customer experiences systematically and encourage favorable memories in a number of ways. Techniques range from complex, hard-to-manage aspects, such as making guests an integrated part of the experience, creating intimacy with customers, and understanding emotional aspects of customers' experiences, to more straightforward, practical factors, such as using atmospheric elements, paying attention to signage, managing the experience before customers arrive and after they leave, and offering customers valuable advice. Using examples from Las Vegas, the authors discuss the implications of the new science of the mind for framing customers' experiences and recommend techniques for hospitality researchers. More to the point, to engineer an experience, producers should go through three steps. First, they need to set consumer expectations through website, reviews, and phone contact, forward framing. Second, They should use both people and machines to guide the consumption experience, experience framing. Third, they must employ post-contact email and advertising to keep guiding the experience as a memory, backward framing. Implications for managers. Experiential marketing changes everything, claim the management gurus, but is it really so significant that not joining this race is dangerous? There may be many good reasons for embarking on experiential marketing. However, the road to becoming a true experience provider is treacherous, with many providers failing utterly. Brown even argues that, despite all the hype, what experiential marketing envisages is not really attainable. Companies may say they are engaged in experiential marketing, but their customers more often have experiences that are anything but pleasant. Please hold. My call is important. Yeah, right. I believe research anthologies like Memorable Customer Experiences make an important contribution by identifying important conceptual foundations of experiential marketing, and more importantly, identifying how to design and manage memorable customer experiences. In a situation where existing marketing strategies no longer have the wow factor, but merely are the price of market entry, it takes more than incremental changes to keep up with competition. Experiential marketing, despite all its inherent difficulties, may be the competitive differentiator. End of podcast.